Hello, America. I want to talk to you about a friend of mine named Rod Eccles. You see, Rod's made a career out of kicking ass, and you want to know why? Because that's what Americans do. We don't talk pretty, and every now and then we step on a few toes. I'm okay with it, and I'm willing to bet you are too. I think we're ready for a healthy dose of truth, justice, and the American way. That's why I tune into Rod weekdays 9 to noon, and I pray to God you'll join me. So together, we can get back to making America great.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
This is 3 hours in internet talk radio is right here on the Rod Eccles program, powered by Zinc Media Arts. I am your lovable host, L. Rod, coming to you live once again from the Bunkerize studio, located somewhere in the great granite state of New Hampshire, where it is a bright, sunny morning. Yeah, it is actually, well, it's partly cloudy, but other than that, it is a bright day. It's a beautiful morning, but tomorrow and Wednesday, it's supposed to change. You know, we here in New England, we can't seem to get just a day. Whenever the rain comes, it stays around for at least 3 days. Yeah, it's a little depressing, especially for summer. But I don't know. With all the water that we've had this year, things have grown. You know, we've had a problem in this state this year. I think it's statewide. It may be region-wide. We've got an abundance of squirrels and chipmunks. Yeah, the little rodents. Last year there was an abundance of nuts and seeds from trees. It just happened to be that you know, that cycle hit that cycle, and it happens every time that happens. You know, the following year we get a bunch of little squirrel babies and chipmunk babies that grow up to be adult squirrel baby squirrels and chipmunks, and you'll see squirrels all over the road, dead squirrels, you know, crushed by cars all over the place this year. It's incredible how many. Because there's just so many of them. But I don't think that the nut hoard or cache is as great as this year as it was. Last year was just incredible. And even people are saying, yeah, this tree never got nuts on it before. And now it's got, you know, these big seeds or nuts. You know, maybe not good for human consumption. Humans wouldn't like them, but squirrels and chipmunks like them. So last year people were getting, you know, in trees, this thing doesn't normally get nuts, or people say, look at all this. How you rake up leaves? I had a neighbor that was raking up nuts. that's how prolific it was last year. So it's understandable why there's an abundance of these little rodents running around. And chipmunks, they may look cute, but they can be very damaging. Squirrels don't tend to be damaging to property, but chipmunks can, and chipmunks are. Squirrels are just a pain in the ass sometimes, and they're so damn, because they're so damn squirrely. That's why we call them squirrels, right? You know, you ever see a squirrel on the road? You see the squirrel, and it can't make up its mind which way it wants to. It goes back and forth in the road until, you know, I don't like running over them. Some people try to run over squirrels. I don't do that. I'll honk my horn at it, and because I'll see he'll dart one way, then dart another way, then dart back, and I just blow the horn, and he finally takes off. It's like I make up his mind for him with the horn. But it's hilarious, and we wonder why we use the term squirrely. You're kind of squirrely, because you're acting like a squirrel. Oftentimes they can't make up their mind. It has to be made up for them. Oh, maybe that's what leftists think that we all are. Maybe leftists think that we're all squirrely and have to have our minds made up for us. Oftentimes what you see in the animal world, the natural world of animals, is often repeated in the human world. Yeah, people can be squirrely. And when people act squirrely, oftentimes it takes somebody else to wake them up or snap them out of it and make the decision for them. And maybe that's what leftists think. Leftists think that all of us are squirrely. And they're the ones that are not squirrely and the only ones that can make decisions for you. Well, I've got a decision for you that I'm not going to make for you. I'm going to leave the decision up to you. And that decision that you're going to have to make is whether or not you'd like to call into this program at 603-499-7325. Line is always open for 3 hours, as long as the show is on. I hope you're also enjoying the new format of the program, shorter and fewer commercial breaks, especially at the top of the hour. And that's the way we're going to do it from now on. Unless, of course, you know, some big syndicate comes along and says, we want to pay you $1 million for having your show on our syndicated network. Well, then, of course, then you got to go by their standards, whatever they're, you know. But we're going the opposite direction. Notice how all the other big guys, they seem to be adding commercials to their program, and we're cutting them out here. Quite interesting. And we're actually getting down to the point, you're going to hear a change in sponsors, because we're really focusing on, I like the idea of being so, shall we say, consistent. You know, there are products or services that have asked to advertise on this program before, and I've refused them because I don't believe in their product or service, or I don't like it. Well, you can't do that. You can't make it. Yes, I can. It's my program. When it comes to advertise, I don't have to take somebody's money. If I don't believe in it, you know, if you come across with a product or service I don't believe in, you can forget it. I'm not going to, you know, frankly, I've never had the opportunity, but if Apple were to ever say, well, you know, we want to advertise in your program, I'd say no. I don't like Apple. And I cannot honestly promote something that I don't like. I mean, I would never allow a leftist candidate to advertise on this program. I don't believe in a damn thing that they promote. Why would I do that? I'm not going to damage my integrity just for a dollar or two. Just not going to do it. Now, I realize that at certain points, if you go to, you know, some of these syndicates, that you lose that ability to control that a little bit, because the syndicate wants to make as much money as they possibly can. They'll just open the airwaves to anybody. I get it. But I won't do that. Ever. When it comes right down to it, I'd rather be broke than to... And it has nothing to do with pride. You know, pride cometh before the fall, so the Bible says. But not integrity. Of course, the trick is knowing the difference between the two. And there's a huge difference between the two. But some people conflate that into one thing, and it's not the same at all. Any case. We got Maxine Waters out there. Maxine. Mad Maxine. Mad Maxine Waters is a leader worthy of honor, according to the National Newspaper Publishers Association. The group honored the California Congresswoman with a National Leadership Award last Friday. No, you did not lose your sound. I was pausing for effect. Congressman Maxine Waters. Rod, there you go again. Look, I'm not politically correct. In the term, as it is written in the Constitution, is congressman. It doesn't necessarily denote your sex. Besides, isn't it sexist to always point out that a female is a female? Ooh, I got a story here about we'll get to that. It's something from Anne Hathaway. Speaking of that, it's in the paper pile. But Mad Maxine Waters gets a National Newspaper Publishers Association Award for National Leadership. Now, can somebody please tell me what this nut job is leading the nation on? She's leading a bunch of nut jobs. I mean, she's out there calling for violence against Republicans. And then when somebody threatens her or says, well, maybe we should threaten Maxine Waters, she wants to run to the FBI. They should look at this. This is dangerous. They can't threaten me. I can threaten whoever I want, but they can't threaten me. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And she's, whenever they tell me to, Maxine, stop talking about impeachment, I go impeachment, 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 impeachment. And when we get Donald Trump, then we're going to get Mike Pence too. We're going to get him too. On what? If there's anybody who is probably, I can't tell you a candidate or a politician that is in national office at such a high level that is more benign than Mike Pence. As far as I know, there's nothing that there isn't anything going back 35 years to his high school. He's older than that, but you can't even go back 45 years or whatever for Mike Pence in high school that he did anything wrong. What are you going to impeach him on? Folks, this is exactly why I say these people don't know what impeachment is for, and they're only using it for political reasons in order to bash the right so they get their way no matter what. It doesn't matter what you want. It's only what they want. Oh, you elected somebody that Maxine Waters doesn't like? Oh, we're just going to impeach him. Why? What crime have they committed? Evidently, Donald Trump hasn't committed any crimes. No high crimes and misdemeanors, but a bunch of Democrats have, and you're not prosecuting them. Hell, Maxine, you have been under investigation, have you not? Now think about that for a second, folks. You got a crazy woman running around talking about how bad Donald Trump is, what a big criminal he is, and she's the one that was under real investigation. Now, I don't know what happened to that investigation, but I got to tell you, it obviously got shoved or swept under the rug. By the way, the woman doesn't even live in the district that she represents. Do people understand this? Now, I would think the district that she represents is so horrifying and bad to Maxine Waters that she won't move to it. You're supposed to be a representative of your constituency. In other words, you should be living among them. And this is why a lot of jurisdictions say that in order for you to be a police officer or a fireman in that town, you have to live in that town. They want you to be a part of the citizenry for obvious reason. You have more invested if you live there. People have a chance to get to know you and trust you if you live there because you're one of them. The worst thing to have is a cop that doesn't live in your jurisdiction. You know, things go bad in that. Well, you know, hey. Well, I mean, I have a friend who's a cop, local cop. Not only does he not live in the town that he was a police officer in for years and years and years, he didn't even live in the same state. Yeah, he was a cop in Massachusetts but lived in New Hampshire. You know, oh, no, he didn't do it on the sly and sneaky. They knew. But they had no ordinance that's saying that you couldn't do that. No. Now, I realize that Massachusetts and New Hampshire are fairly small states compared to many of the other states around the country, but and he lived in a border town, and the town that he worked in was not too far from the border, so it wasn't like it was a long commute to get there, but The same theory applies. He lived in a different town and state from which he worked as a police officer. Now, the theory goes, you're not going to have the same psychological and societal investment if you don't live there. Now, he was a good cop. Not going to take that away from him. Not at all. But the theory is that you'd be a better cop if you actually lived there. I mean, it's just a natural instinct type of thing. You know, people always, well, you know, you say you want to say you want safe streets because, you know, you want your kids to be safe too because you live here. It's not, and this is the problem with so-called non-community policing. And this happens in big cities a lot, where the police officers don't live in the neighborhoods that they're patrolling. So the people who are being protected don't know who the police officers are. They don't live in the community. Versus if you go to, like, many times in New York, cops, unless they're a detective, cops are, the street cops are usually assigned, from what I understand, they're assigned to the borough, at least, in which they live. So if they live in Brooklyn, they're going to be a cop somewhere in Brooklyn. That's now maybe I have it wrong, but that's the way I understand it for you. But there are a lot of places that are like that, and that's advantageous for a number of reasons. Even when you're off duty, you're a cop or a fireman, you're still on duty when you're off duty. And if you live there and you got neighbors that know you, people will come to you when you're not on duty with issues or problems or need your assistance. They know where to go. They know who to trust. So there is always that added benefit. Sure, everybody knows who he is, and you know who that cop is, and, you know, they could be targeted or what have you. But the benefits far outweigh the negatives. And Maxine Waters doesn't live in her, for evidently does not live in her, in the jurisdiction or the district in which she represents. So how can she really, obviously she doesn't care about her constituents. All she cares about is what she wants and what she can get out of it. And she makes an awful lot of money by being a congressman. Yeah, way above and beyond her salary, as her official salary as a congressman. And there's no law against a congressman or a senator for making money outside of their salary. You know, they can even own business. I mean, unlike the president, which is the emoluments clause and a couple of other clauses, it sort of keeps a president from actively engaging in his business if he owns one while being president, which is why a lot of times you get presidents who put their businesses either in the hands of a trusted person or family member or in a blind trust. And it's really kind of stupid. Sure, well, because they don't want, you know, you can't split your duty as president. You can't be a CEO and then, you know, for half the day and then president of the United States, you know, CEO of your company for half the day and CEO of the United States for half the day. That's not the way the job works. I understand that. But if you think it's going to keep people from doing things that are going to benefit their business, you got another thing coming. Of course they are. Well, they can't. As long as it's not just benefiting them, but they're going to do things or maybe propose things that would be beneficial to their industry, which would then in turn what? Benefit them. I mean, Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer. You know, he signed farm bills that were beneficial to certain kinds of farmers, which also benefited his farm. So he didn't do things to benefit him, his farm exclusively. But that's how, because people are going to look out for themselves and they're going to look out for those who are like them. You know, Donald Trump may do things and introduce bills and sign bills that are good for who? Real estate developers. Well, because in the long run, it's also going to be good for his company. And we know that happens, but At least he's doing it on the up and up. Maxine Waters doesn't give a damn about her jurisdiction. It's all about her. And this is what they're calling leadership. Somebody who's leading the call to impeach somebody who hasn't committed a crime when she herself has been accused of and investigated for committing crimes. Well, Trump's been investigated, as we know, over a fake document. He did not commit any crimes, and he did not attempt to commit any crimes as it is relating to any of this investigation around him or shouts for impeachment. None of it. He hasn't done any. But some of the very people that are calling for the investigation or saying the investigation should continue so they can impeach Trump have committed those crimes or have engaged in such activity. I mean, think about that for a moment. You know, well, let me put it into, you know, colloquial terms. You know, the good old fox guarding the hen house. It's like the fox saying, you know, keeping another fox out. Why? Because fox one says fox two can't come into the hen house because fox one wants all the hens to himself. So if fox two tries to get in, fox one is going to arrest and imprison fox two for wanting to eat the chickens. When Fox One is going to eat the chickens. This is what this whole thing in D.C. right now is all about. Yeah, half the people calling for Trump's impeachment probably could be impeached themselves, including Maxine Waters. But yet, she's the one getting a national leadership award. Is there any wonder people don't like the lamestream media? I mean, honestly, is there any wonder whatsoever? Hollywood is getting tarnished. By the way, I would much rather now watch movies and TV shows with no-name actors. I don't know who they are. And even if they're just, I only see them once, only in that particular program or movie, that's fine with me now. I don't, sure, I still have my favorite people, but it's getting to the point now where I don't go to the movies. I mean, I have some movies saved on my Netflix. It's in my Netflix queue. Like Thor Ragnarok, I saved it the day that it became available on Netflix. I have not watched it yet. I'm fine. I didn't, as much as I like some of these superhero movies, I didn't even watch Avengers Age of Ultron. And even then, I didn't watch the whole thing until it was on like TNT or something. I didn't even bother to go to the movies. I didn't bother to rent it on the disc. I didn't catch it on, if it was on net, I didn't bother to watch it. Because it's got so many stars in it that I'm just getting turned off by. And what was the new one? The newest Avengers? I haven't seen it yet. Haven't seen it. I have no interest in seeing it, actually. Although I did put the movie Black Panther in my queue. I'll probably get to that at some point over the next month. But big Hollywood's names and stars, they're losing luster because they're becoming, well, we've always known that Hollywood has been leftist for a long time. You know, they're long time leftists, but now they've just gone off into kookville leftism. There are a bunch of Maxine Waters making movies, and I'm just not going to give these people my money so they can go ahead and afford to be kooks. Anne Hathaway, Now, she's got a very cool name because she sounds like she's an old glamour star, you know, like from the 30s and 40s. That's her name. Her name sounds like that, Anne Hathaway. Because, you know, we don't have normal names a lot anymore for movie stars. But Anne Hathaway, considered to be a celebrated actress, winning the National Equality Award at the Human Rights Campaign, talked at this campaign's national dinner where she got the award. She told an audience Saturday night over this past weekend that she's been frightened by the hatred of LGBT people that bigots spew. But a speech by former Vice President Joe Biden went a long way to restoring her faith, she says. I really needed this, Hathaway said, as she accepted the National Equality Award at the Human Rights Campaign's national dinner. I think I'm probably walking around like most people right now. I'm pretty shell-shocked by what I see every day, what I hear every day. And I really don't like to admit this, but I get scared. Are you gay? First of all, what overwhelming and growing amount of hatred towards the not LGB folks, because we got, you know, lesbians and gays, they're pretty normal now. In fact, they've been so normalized that they've recognized that they're so normalized that people aren't even thinking twice about them, that people, even gay people, are asking, do we really need gay prides and gay parades now? No, it's happening within their own community. We don't need these anymore. In fact, you know, these gay pride parades are probably more detrimental to us now than before because we've been so normalized. Most people don't even think twice if they see a gay couple walking down the street holding hands. They don't care. But when it comes to the transgender part, now there's an issue. There's still a lot of scuttlebutt about that. And there's probably going to be a lot of scuttlebutt about it for decades to come. Because even if you think that homosexuality is a natural thing, and to a certain degree it can be, transgenderism, like pedophilia, is not a natural thing. And it is so bad that even the LGB doesn't openly accept, except for the radicals, doesn't openly accept the T. That is still a problem within that community, quote unquote, if you will. But Hathaway says that she feels scared. She gets scared, even though she's not LGBT. She gets scared because of the hatred towards the LGBT community when the LGB part is very much normalized now. Oh, sure, you still get, you know, the occasional gay bashing here and there, just like you get the occasional, I'm going to use a word, it's just like you still get the occasional nigger bashing or honky bashing. It still happens. It's out of the norm, however. It's out of the norm. Well, except when it comes to the honky bashing, but if you get caught doing any of the other kind of bashing, now you got something called a hate crime that is tagged to you, and you go to jail. There isn't a rise in the amount of hate crimes when it comes to the LGB community. In fact, according to the FBI, it's dropping. So what the hell is she scared of? What is she scared of? She's out there. She's a blithering idiot. That's what. She should be afraid to be a blithering idiot.
Warning. Listening to The Rod Eccles Show by the Idiot Left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
We've all heard of male enhancement, But now, there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
And now we've come to that portion of the program where I bring to you today's holidays. Yes, the holidays for today, which is Monday, September, well, it's not necessarily for Monday, but on September number 17, are thus, and it is an extremely short list today. It is Constitution Day and Citizenship Day, also known as Citizenship Day and Constitution Day. Just flip it. It commemorates the formation and signing on September 17, 1787, the signing of the U.S. Constitution. It was ratified by enough states. Of course, you know, then other states started following, ratifying it later on. But this is Constitution Day is today. And being a good, are you being a good citizen if you're a left, if you're a democratic socialist? I don't think so. Wrong country. It is also National Monte Cristo Day. I guess this is, there is a sandwich called the Monte Cristo. Monte Cristo. That's what the day is about. So it's about not the count. It's about the sandwich. I don't know what it's made of. But hey, you can celebrate today by going to your local deli and asking for a Monte Cristo for lunch. That, you know, it's the day to celebrate. It's also National Apple Dumpling Day. Yes, apple, not apple cobbler or apple pie, but apple dumpling. In many places, apples are, where they grow apples are ripening on the trees, and people are starting to spend more time baking and cooking indoors as the weather. That's not happening around here, really, because it's still, well, later this week. Like on Wednesday, the high is only going to be in the low 60s. So that's going to be very fall-like. We're getting close to autumn weather, which sucks. But, you know, it happens. And finally, it is Time's Up Day. And you might be asking, what the hell is Time's Up Day? Time's Up Day is a day when people tell themselves that time is up when it comes to deciding if they should make up with someone who they've had a falling out with. Tomorrow someone may be gone and it will be too late. Time's up. The time for repairing relationships is today. So if you have a relationship that is in fallen into disrepair, today is a day that you make amends to repair it and get it up and running again. And those are your holidays for today, September number 17. So please go out and celebrate responsibly. What elections? We have the midterms that are quickly approaching. It is already mid-September. They will be, we're close to that October surprise time. I'm getting sick and tired of October surprises. October surprises aren't really October surprises anymore. They're planned. A surprise is supposed to be something that most people did not expect, especially those who are affected by it and who are involved in it. They didn't expect this. That's a surprise. October surprises have become nothing more than like a surprise birthday party, where everybody knows it's coming, and even sometimes, more often than people would like to admit, even the honoree or the birthday person knows it's going to happen. That's not really a surprise. Oh, it's kind of like the Dianne Feinstein, you know, Kavanaugh letter. She had it back in June, but everybody thinks, oh, this is a surprise. Not really. They planned on releasing it now. Because if it was really important, don't you think as soon as she got it, she would, because if she wants the FBI to investigate, don't you think it might have been better for them to have this information sooner rather than later? So that's the kind of stuff I'm getting sick of. It's not really a surprise. I mean, even when people find out that the birthday honoree knows that they're having a surprise, what do? They go through the motions anyway. Surprise! And of course, the birthday recipient has to act feign surprise. Oh my God, I did not expect this. This is so great. And everybody goes through the motions. And everybody knows it's not a surprise. So October surprises really aren't a surprise. Most of the time. Now, But, and what else is not a surprise, is the kind of response that we've gotten. If anybody doesn't understand the swamp, you should be able to fully understand it now with Mitch McConnell, when Mitch McConnell was asked about the upcoming election and the Republicans holding the Senate. And his benign response was, well, I hope we get it. I hope we keep it. Hope we stay in control. That's not the sign of, that's not the response of somebody who's going to run out there and support every single Republican Senate candidate that, that they can find. And to honestly work as hard as you possibly can to help them get elected. I was like, hey, well, yeah, I hope we still have it. But, you know, if we don't, it's okay. You know, things still go on the way they always have. Because he doesn't care. And he doesn't care simply because of the person who's in the White. Now, if it were Jeb Bush was president, you better damn believe that he'd be working his ass off to keep the Senate. But the Republicans, in general, don't care because, hey, now at least if they're not the ones in power, if they don't control the reins, they can't be blamed for not implementing Donald Trump's agenda.
Oh, you know, if we're not the ones in power, then, you know, President Trump's agenda is pretty much dead. If Democrats get a hold of this thing, I hope that doesn't happen, but if it does happen, we'll just have to work with the Democrats to try to get them to see that sometimes that Trump is right and blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Because make no mistake about it, even though he's gone along with Trump sometimes, Mitch McConnell is an ever-Trumper. He's a swamp monster. Plain and simple. So the question is, and this comes from the Conservative Review, have Republicans already handed Congress over to the Democrats? Well, you'd be hard pressed to argue that they haven't. Especially when the likes of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is pretty much running unopposed. Yeah, there's a Republican. Has anybody in New York 14, or is it New York 12? I don't live there, so I get these mixed up sometimes. Has anybody in Ocasio's district, has anybody heard from or seen a strong campaign from the Republican contender of that district? I can't find anything. And I find it highly suspicious that Ocasio-Cortez can... Now, understand, you know, Trump is out there calling the lamestream media fake news and threatened to kick out CNN, and they had a hissy fit. They're still having a hissy fit. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez can have not one, not two, but numerous events, political events, where she's barred the media and not a peep from the lamestream media over it. So is the GOP really trying to put their best foot forward? And I am under the impression, firmly believe that Mitch McConnell is willing to sacrifice even some prominent Republican senators so they can lay the blame on Trump. And with that, one of the most contested races should not even be close is in Texas. Where are the Republicans lining up to go in there to help Ted Cruz? They're not. Ted Cruz is on the outs. He's a sacrificial lamb. They are willing to concede half of Texas to a Democratic socialist who even the Democrat constituents from his local jurisdictions hate. I mean, they have called this man out so many times on his lies and his corruption. It is redonkulous. But here's the guy that it stands to beat Ted Cruz, and the Republican Party as a whole is saying, it's going to be a fair, we're not going to interfere too much. It's going to be a fair race. Oh, we hope Ted wins, but if Ted doesn't win, we'll work with Beto, and hopefully Beto will be, you know, see things a little bit our way and disliking Trump. That'll be fine. I mean, can you imagine at any other time having a national leader be that feckless? I cannot imagine. You know what we need? I hate to say it, but you know what we need? We need McCarthy back. We need McCarthyism. Not to weed out communists and to label people who are not communists as communists, but to honestly go after people who openly identify as being a socialist. We need McCarthyism to go after Ocasio-Cortez. We need McCarthyism to go after Bernie Sanders. We need McCarthyism to go after Maxine Waters. Because we don't have anybody like that who's willing to do that. Because they're all swimming around and lounging around in the same swamp. You know, sure, they're more friends than frenemies when it comes to D.C. I don't particularly like, you know, some of their ideas, and we'll vote against them. But you know what? We'll go to the same parties. We'll even go out to the same restaurant and have dinner together and just whoop and holler and have a good time. I mean, I hope we can still do that. The reality is a lot of people are correct when they believe and think to themselves, there isn't much difference. There isn't much of a difference between the Democrat Party and the GOP, Republican Party. Although that has changed, there is a marked difference now. Because the Democrat Party is moving farther and farther to the left into socialism. And this is something that I think Nancy Pelosi and some of the old guard are starting to realize, although it is too late. They're starting to realize that they are in danger. Well, they're getting old. And they've implemented an educational system that now gives rise to the younger ones, the millennials, and soon to be Gen Z will be coming of age. Millennials are turning to socialism because they think it's so cool. Now, true Democrats like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer may not be true socialists. Sure, they're big government advocates, abso-freaking-lutely. But they're not social. I will give them this. At least they're not socialist. No, I do not believe Chuck Schumer is a socialist. No, I do not believe Nancy Pelosi is a socialist. They're liberal nut jobs, yes. But they're not out-and-out socialists. Maxine Waters, yeah, she's probably really a socialist. But we know that the younger ones are. They're embracing it, and they're winning primaries. It's only a few now, but that's all it takes. They're starting. This is that generation, folks. They are. This is a warning. Socialism in the United States is on the rise. And simply because nobody is fighting back against, well, shouldn't say nobody. Republicans really aren't. The GOP is really not fighting back against it. Because if they were, they would have a solid competitor in every jurisdiction where a socialist Democrat has been given the nod via the primary. They're handing it over to them. Now, it's one thing if you put up a real and good strong fight in Ocasio-Cortez's district and she still wins. Great. That's the way it's supposed to work. Supposed to have a vigorous, opponents with vigorous debate and sharing ideas with the people. And the people get to choose whose ideas they want more or like more. That's it. But you don't not give them a choice. Well, here, it's only Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, so that's all you got. But I hope, I would hope that the people would still come out and vote. Why? You know, having somebody unopposed is a terrible idea. Because it means, well, people are going to say, well, they're going to win anyway, so what, you know, my vote really doesn't matter. And it doesn't in that particular case. But that means if they don't go and vote, they're not voting for the other offices either that are contested. That's the problem with having a major uncontested race. So if you have a major race, it's, you know, a congressman. Well, it's uncontested. Well, there's lots of other important races, but they're not getting the press that need to be voted on. But people are saying, well, I'm not going to go vote for her. She's going to win anyway. I'm not going to vote against her because she's going to win. I'm not going to vote for her because she doesn't need my vote. So all the other races that are of import locally and statewide, those voters aren't going to vote on it because they're not going to even think about it. Well, you need to go vote. I don't care if the major race is uncontested. There are a lot of others that aren't. You need to go make your voice heard. Everybody talks about having their voices heard. Well, these are the people aren't having their voices heard. Well, they're not having their voices heard because they're not going out and voting. That's why. So here we have the Republicans just basically handing over Congress to the Democrats and ushering in Democratic socialists. Bernie Sanders will no longer be the lone stranger in the Senate, and Maxine Waters won't be the lone stranger in the House. They're going to have, but I don't know if that, maybe Maxine Waters and Bernie Sanders are having a secret affair. I don't know. I'll just put that rumor out there. Now, wouldn't that be funny if that accusation actually came out? But I'm just being facetious about it. But hey, you know, birds of a feather flock together, right? Isn't that what they always say? Yeah, well, it is what they always say. Finally today, what can we say about the innumerable enigma that is former Senator, former Secretary of State, John Lurch Kerry? Is that his real hair, by the way? And nobody ever questions John Kerry's hair. His hair still looks as thick and as full as it did when he was like 20. You ever see some of his hair? He's got a lot of hair. Man's in his 70s. I'm not saying it's not possible. There are some people that get, you know, they're in their 70s, 80s, and they have a full thick, Ronald Reagan had a full thick head of hair. And Sam Shepard, remember him? Yeah, he's the guy with the deep voice and that big mustache. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Yeah, that's Sam Shepard. Well, he had a full head of hair. I'm not in my 70s, but I still have a full head of hair. I don't think my hairline is, looking at some of my younger, my hairline has receded ever so slightly. Most people wouldn't recognize it. I recognize it, sure. Looking at my high school pictures and looking in the mirror, it's gone back a little bit, but that's natural. But I ain't going bald. I still got a ton of hair on top of my head, and I'm happy about it. Now it's just starting to turn gray. I'm starting to get some gray hairs. So I could end up looking like Kerry someday, which is fine. But Kerry has been out there saying that Trump, he has the maturity of an 8-year-old boy and the security of a teenage girl. Isn't that kind of sexist? I mean, think about it. He's acting like a teenage girl? Isn't that kind of sexist to say that girls are insecure? Well, whether it's true or not, doesn't matter. Still sexist. What about all the cisgenders? Oh, wait, those would be girls. What about all the transgenders? I'm still confused. Is Bruce Caitlin Jenner, he's a transgendered woman, right? Now, sometimes I get it backwards. He's a transgender man. No. He's a transgendered woman. And do we have any famous, well, who was a country music star from, you know, a couple of decades ago? Everybody knew she was a lesbian, but would that be, if she decided to be, she would be a transgendered man. Are there any prominent transgender female to male people out there? It all seems to be men wanting to be women. That's a problem, folks. I mean, there are a significant number of lesbians. Just a little sidetrack here. There's a significant number of lesbians that act like men, but they don't necessarily want to be men. But John Kerry is running around saying that the president is acting like a teenage girl or has a self-security of a teenage girl, which means he doesn't have any. While at the same time, well, you got to wonder if the president acts like that sometime. It's because you got people like John Kerry running behind his back doing diplomacy, which is illegal, by talking to Iran, undermining his authority. Hey, don't do a deal with Trump. Just wait. You know, stand tough, stand firm. We'll give you a deal again once we're back in power in 2020, because that's what we expect. What happens when it in 2020 rolls around and Donald Trump is still president in 2021? Although I have mentioned before in private circles that I do not believe that Donald Trump will live past 2020. And it won't be because of natural causes either. I'm just saying, folks. What are you saying? Yeah, I'm saying that what happened to John F. Kennedy? The deep state got him. It wasn't the Russians or the Soviets. They probably had a hand in it, but they had some help from the deep state. And I think this is exactly what's going to happen to Trump. Because he's all over the man doesn't sit still. He's everywhere. This is how he's so effective, because he goes all over the place. He does everything at the same time. Nobody can keep up with him. That's how he's so damn effective. That's the kind of president we want. But that also opens him up to a lot of his enemies. And Donald Trump has made a lot of enemies since becoming president, including when you have a man like Kerry working behind his back to try to keep him from being successful. How sad is that? I mean, honestly, it's a terrible thing. But what John Kerry did is illegal. There are a number of different laws that says that that American citizens cannot undermine government officials in the way that John Kerry is doing it. But yet he's not being, and he has no fear of being charged. He has no fear of being prosecuted, because he's part of the correct side of the swamp. Well, let's just hope that this November we say that the time is up for the swamp and we really start draining it, because our time is up for today. But we'll be back here tomorrow, folks. So thank you for tuning in. Until then, have a wonderful Monday afternoon. I'm Rod Eccles. I'm out.